talking good old barbecue. Low and slow is tried and true. Smoking meat and sipping brews. Bring a friend, help bring a crew. I'm talking good old barbecue.
All right, Dave Plyer back with you here on 720 WGN. In for Bob Surratt this morning. Labor Day is the third biggest grilling day of the summer season. The last day officially of summer is just 3 weeks away, but it's not the end of grilling season. You can grill all year round. Plus, we'll talk about some tailgating too. Weber Grills Ambassador Kevin Coleman joins us this morning. Good morning, Kev.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having us.
How are you, buddy? You know, as the month rolls on, evenings might begin to get a little chillier. You know, fall grilling is a thing. We always talk about in the spring season and right around Memorial Day that we've got to clean our grills. And I'm kind of talking to myself here. You know I do that with you. It's almost like a therapy session about my grill. Is you got to keep it clean and you got to maintain it throughout the year. That's just not a once or twice during the year.
That's completely right. I mean, the fun part about tailgate season is you're going to be out, you're going to be doing a lot of cooking. Keeping that thing clean is going to be important because you want the best tasting food. And so for a lot of people, they have their primary grill at home, and then they have the one that they actually take out to the games,
right?
And they actually do their food on. And so this is a perfect time to take it out. I mean, the NFL season starts Sunday or a little bit before that, Thursday. So you got to take it out, clean it, take the grates out, take the flavorizer bars out, take the charcoal grate, scrub all that schmutz off, get that thing to up to performance level, so that way when you get out and you can tailgate, you're not having to clean it then.
And Weber's got a lot of great grilling accessories as well, but I told my son before we barbecue later this afternoon, we're going to pull it out and just pull out all the grates and everything and just scrub this thing down so we've got a fresh. I know people think that the meat that you've had on there for 3 months kind of crusted on there is really going to be good for flavor, but it's really not. Let's get that cleaned up. You know, fall tailgating, that is a big deal, and you are the master at that. But the secret to that is you got to prepare in advance. You've got things in Tupperware containers and containers ready to go so that when you get to that game, when you get to that parking lot, wherever you're tailgating, you've got everything organized, labeled, and ready to grill.
Yeah, it's something that even if you're going to be doing it at home, tailgating at the stadiums are fun. Home gating is fun. And so I'm definitely one of those.
I like the home gating thing. That's kind of cool.
I love it. We had a little bit of that going on last night. We had like 30 people over watching the games. And, you know, the fun thing is you got to make sure that you put your food in that container first in, last out, right? You want to actually layer it in so that way the first thing that's going in is going to be the last thing you cook. And it makes it so easy to then get yourself ready for when you're out at the game. And so I'll actually do that, but I put times on the tins. And so I know when I look at when we get to the stadium, especially the Waldron deck, I know, okay, here's 8:10. And then the next meal is going to come on about 9. And so that's labeled 9. And so that way I don't have to dig through the cooler, but I also know what time things are supposed to be scheduled for. So that way we can keep the tailgating moving, keep the people fed, keep them hung, keep them excited so they can get into the game and have a good time.
As I say, first thing in the morning when you get to a Bears game, you've got breakfast that you start with on the grill. So talk a little bit about some of the things that you prepare for breakfast.
Yeah, so we get it started. We have a Bloody Mary bar. We have our breakfast, either bagel sandwiches or our tacos. Then we move into a sausage bar, which people absolutely love. And I like to do quick hitting things, right? Like the sausage bar is easy. You can slice that up, have little toothpicks that people can have or just small plates. Then we move into skewers, chicken skewers, steak skewers, do a little bit of a pork skewer. That always goes over well because these are things that when you're having 20, 30 people at a tailgate, even if you're not having as much, you can pick, you can come in, get out, you can enjoy time, you know, talk to all the people that are there and really, really become more part of the tailgate. And then we move into a little bit of a brisket and rib thing, which is what we do the day before. And so that usually gets people going because that's about 10:30, 11. Mm-hmm. And then I actually shut it down about 11:15. So that way we can actually get into the stadium because sometimes it takes a little bit longer to get in. And so then at about the third quarter, because I'm such a nice guy, I go out and I go back out, set everything back up, and then we do a burger bar so that way everybody can have a nice meal before they get home.
But I know you also, even for breakfast, you've done pancakes on the grill because there's griddles and stuff that you can put on a Weber grill and do some of that, eggs as well.
Oh, you have to get it going. I mean, you get hash browns going, you get waffles going, you get your pancakes going, and that's something fun. Even for tailgates with kids, you know, when you can have a pancake bar where you have chocolate chips, you have blueberries, you have strawberries, you have a different types of syrup that they can have, it makes it more fun to them. You get the bacon going, the sausage going, I mean, you got the pancakes. So you can have a ton of fun getting breakfast, more of a highlight of your tailgate as opposed to something that's just like, oh, we're going to have to do all the meats.
Let's set aside Soldier Field. What favorite stadium do you have, college or professional NFL, that you really like tailgating at? outside of Soldier Field.
We go down to South Bend a fair amount of times, and the tailgating there is fantastic. We used to go out to the Meadowlands when we sponsor them, and the Jets and Giants fans are absolutely crazy. The fun part about them, they get 5 hours before a game to get in. We get four hours here. Lambeau is always fun when you can head down there. So, and even Indianapolis, you know, what I love about Indianapolis is tailgating is big, but they also have a really good kind of scene down there because everything is so close. So those are probably my top places to go for tailgating.
I'm going to say, if you want to tell me where a good place to tailgate is, like your favorite football field, 312-981-7200, text me on that one, because we're going to open up the phone lines and we're going to give away a grill for your tailgating at 312-981-7200. We're going to take the seventh caller. What are we going to give away here, Kev?
So we're going to give away our Weber Traveler. Just came out with that last year. I mean, tons of cooking space on that. Porcelain enamel cast iron grate, so it holds heat well, especially in colder weather. It condenses down, fits easily in the trunk of your car. One of my go-tos when you tailgate.
312-981-7200. Nothing more American than grilling. It's Dave Plyer for Bob Surratt. This morning we're talking to Kevin Coleman from Weber Grill. We did give away a Weber Traveler to Joe from Worth, Illinois. Joe, thanks for calling in. He was our seventh caller this morning. If you got any questions for Kevin, 312-981-7200. Let's talk a little bit about the basics of grilling. Barbecue is certainly my favorite. We're going to do some barbecue chicken this afternoon. If it's chicken, if it's ribs, what's kind of sauce rub do you usually recommend, Kev?
So if we're going to be doing, my family, it's just like here, like ketchup on a hot dog, not. Some people like it. No. Some people don't. When it comes to barbecue, some like sauce. Some like sauce. Some like dry rub.
True.
And so if I'm doing that, I will do a much more intense rub for ribs if there's no sauce going on it. So it's going to have a little more pop to it, because you're going to drown that out if you put sauce on it. And so our dry rub is just going to be brown sugar, paprika, granulated onion, onion powder, granulated garlic, a little bit of cayenne pepper. I drop a little bit of ghost pepper in there just to create a little more heat with that. And then some other things, you know, the barbecue secrets. And then we just, you know, it's either that or it's going to be sauce. And the basics, the thing I love about it is the Weber Connect that we have. It's a grilling hub that actually gives you instructions when you're cooking if you need, and it also keeps track of your temperature and time. So for tailgating, even cooking, you can be enjoying the tailgate and you can have your thermometer set, and it'll send you a message and send you a notification that, hey, your meat's going to be done X amount of time. You need to make sure that you're resting it. So, I mean, all that stuff helps with trying to get yourself better at grilling, because you're spending less time actually opening the lid and closing it and having food cook longer, and you're going to be able to enjoy your tailgates and your family parties more, but you're going to cook things to perfection, and that's exactly what we're trying to do with the Weber Connect.
When you're doing a burger, you use a combination. There's some truck, there's some brisket in there, I mean, some bacon maybe even there, so you like to keep it really flavorful.
I like to keep it flavorful, and the thing about burgers is putting salt and seasoning inside the burger, not necessarily going to give you the best seasoning. What I find that works best is season the outside of the patty, because when that hits the grate, you're going to have that caramelization that happens with the amino acid and the protein, and it's going to drive a ton of flavor. There's also, like, people are getting into the smash burgers. Another greasy thing to do, get yourself a good griddle, and all of a sudden you've created some pretty amazing things. But the seasoning of the outside is so critically important. Dry rubs to the outside. If you're going to do some bacon, if you're going to do some onion, things that go on the inside to create moisture, that will go on the inside, but that rub's got to be on that outside.
Two more things. Corn. I mean, you're seeing a lot of corn out there, obviously, right now. So there's, you like to do it. You pull the husk back, don't you?
We do the husk back. A great tip for people is take a rubber band, and when you pull that husk back, that will remove that all the silk that's on there, make it easier for you. I soak it in ice cold water for about 45 minutes to an hour. We roast it at about 400 degrees on indirect heat for about 25 to 30 minutes. Then I'll open up the husk, drop a little bit of butter and seasoning on there, caramelize that on the grate, and you've got a beautiful color to the outside. You got that brown, that darkish color to the corn. It just looks fantastic.
Favorite appetizer on the grill? You have a dip? What do you?
We actually do this.
Yeah, because I want to hear it, because I want to do it later today.
So Scarlett loves the barbecue chicken dip, and so we do about 6 chicken breasts. Then you're going to take one thing of cream cheese. You're going to take barbecue sauce. You're going to mix that all up together. Add a little bit of cheddar cheese to the top of it, and it is absolutely lights out. good. And so it's so simple.
Chicken, cream cheese, barbecue sauce,
and then a little bit of cheddar cheese on the top. Wow. And it's absolutely fantastic. And the nice thing about that is, like, we had it yesterday, and that thing got killed before the skirt skate came off. And I was like, what happened to the barbecue chicken? But it's so simple. But you get a great rub. You get a great rub to that chicken. It pops, and then all of a sudden you incorporate all of that, bake it for about 45 minutes at 350, and it comes out fantastic.
Wow. That's awesome. All right. So dessert on the grill. As we start getting into fall, and I know we still want a little summer left, folks, but there's a brown bag apple pie you will put together. Tell us how that goes.
It's one of those, you travel all over the world doing this, and you learn these tips, and you're like, oh my gosh, the brown paper bag. And it creates this crazy browning and flavor, because it's the moisture stays inside that pie. And so anytime you got Thanksgiving coming, you have the holiday season coming, throw that into a brown paper bag. Make sure that you have that on indirect heat, meaning there's no heat directly underneath what you're going to be cooking, and those pies come out absolutely fantastic.
You do s'mores on the grill too, don't you?
Oh, s'mores are huge for the girls. We do it a couple different ways. We have skewers that we do s'mores with, and then what we'll also do is we have a s'mores dip that we'll have. But instead of putting, you got a graham cracker crust with a little bit of egg, you put that down, you put your marshmallows, you put your chocolate chips in, you can add your fruit, and then you bake that for about 25 minutes on indirect heat for about 300 degrees, but then you take the graham crackers, and that's your dip for it, and the kids absolutely love it, and it makes less of a mess, and it's a little bit easier for everybody to enjoy it, as opposed to trying to make each individual s'mores over the fire.
Kevin Coleman, Weber Grill. For more on Weber, the grills, accessories, great accessories that they have, you can go to weber.com. Thanks, Kev. Have a great day.
Dave, you too.